The rest of the story. It made headlines in Fayetteville, North Carolina for days when Deputy Sheriff Al Pate was shot and killed. Al had been a peace officer in Cumberland County for more than 20 years, brave and beloved. And then on the night of July 22, 1921, he led a raid on an illegal whiskey still. He was gunned down by one of the moonshiners. The following Sunday, Al Pate was laid to rest. What happened to the killer is the rest of the story. The 20-year-old moonshiner-turned-murderer was one David Marshall Williams. Just about everybody in Cumberland County wanted his hide nailed to the barn door. They did not quite get their wish. Young Marsh, as he was called, was tried, convicted of second-degree murder, sentenced to spend the next 30 years in prison. Well, Marsh had no intention of serving all of that time, if there was any way that he could possibly avoid it. He had been in stir a little more than 3 years when one day in the prison workshop, he picked up some old junked auto parts. He saw them as more than junk. He saw that raw material as the makings of a weapon, maybe a super gun, maybe a ticket to freedom. So, that very night, Marsh Williams started sketching rifle designs on scraps of paper. This would be no ordinary firearm, but a devastating light semi-automatic weapon. And the more Marsh contemplated, the more ingenious his designs became. Later in the prison shop, using those same cast-off automobile and tractor parts which had originally inspired him, working with hand tools and the most crude equipment, hacksawing and hand filing every individual component, Marsh Williams slowly, painstakingly brought his dream to life. Until one day, the killer had fathered a killer. Marsh had done all this with the warden's approval. And soon higher-ups in the prison system, eventually newspapers learned that a murderer was manufacturing firearms behind bars. Understandably, there were cries of astonishment and indignation, but with the continued support of the authorities immediately involved, Marsh Williams, how shall I say this, stuck to his guns. Marsh was considered rehabilitated, granted a full pardon after serving 8 years of his 30-year sentence. By then, he was a celebrity. Before long, he'd be recognized as one of the foremost firearms designers in the world. He would hold some 70 weapons patents in his lifetime. Yet among all of these, there was one masterwork. The gun he first produced in prison with a hacksaw and a file. For you see, David Marshall Williams, the North Carolina moonshiner, whose future was washed up at the age of 20, went on to win the respect of society and a place in history as the creator of the American GI's best friend, the carbine prima donna of the Second World War, the American rapid-fire military rifle known all over the world as the M1. Now you know from whence it came. Now that you know the rest of the story.